My name's Anne Johnson. I'm Professor of Infectious Disease Epidemiology and Director of the Division of Population Health at UCL. I'm going to be talking about HIV treatment and prevention at the Cheltenham Science Festival. I was looking back at my 25 years at UCL and remembering the early days when HIV was such a stigmatised condition and really was a death sentence for a number of people. My first job when I came to UCL was to work on the design of a ward for people with HIV, and that was opened by Princess Diana in 1987 and did an enormous amount really to reduce some of the stigma and fear about casual transmission of HIV. But of course it couldn't do anything about the very poor outcomes that people had, and many people died in that early phase. We did quite a lot in the UK to reduce transmission by public education campaigns, although we're still seeing transmission nowadays, but worldwide HIV has been not a public health success. Even though we know how HIV is transmitted, 33 million people worldwide are now infected, around two-thirds of those in sub-Saharan Africa. And indeed, though in much of the developed world, deaths from HIV are being reduced as a result of treatment, which I'll come back to, Nevertheless, in terms of new HIV infections worldwide, there were 2.7 million new infections estimated in 2008 and only 2 million deaths. So as you can see, the number of people living with HIV worldwide is increasing. The good news, however, is that we now have effective antiretroviral therapies. And I was very struck when I went to Uganda in the early part of this decade to see the treatments for HIV, which had become available in the developed world but were not available in resource-poor settings, begin to be trialled. And it was an extraordinary experience at a time when there was a debate about how much money we should spend relatively on treatment and prevention, to see that in a rural Ugandan community where the HIV epidemic was taking an enormous toll in terms of loss of life, to see a pharmacist show me the new tablets and say, "These tablets are given to people, are like just completely, it's like people coming, almost coming back from the dead. Before there was nothing I could give to them, and now with antiretroviral treatment, they're living much longer, they're living productive lives, they're able to look after their families." So in the Ugandan context, before treatment was introduced, we could show that once people had got relatively advanced infection, nearly 90% of them had died after 5 years. Whereas now that treatment is available, and we also know we can provide treatment in a community setting with less intensive monitoring, then we find that 90% of people are surviving on treatment after 5 years. So this is a huge change. But remember that worldwide, many, many people who could benefit from antiretroviral treatment are still not receiving treatment, but meanwhile many people with HIV are still dying with HIV, but also many more people are acquiring HIV largely as a result of ongoing sexual transmission. And so this has really made people think much more about, have we kept our eye off the ball with respect to prevention? And much more needs to be done about this, because remember, people are going to be on treatment for life, and the costs of that are going to be enormous and potentially not sustainable unless we also reduce the size of the epidemic. But to think about prevention and treatment as a dichotomy is perhaps the wrong approach, and we need to be thinking about highly active HIV prevention, by which I mean trying to combine treatment programs which themselves may be, by suppressing the amount of virus in people's blood, may make them less infectious, but also that we need to combine that with treatment of their sexually transmitted infections. We need to combine that with behavioural campaigns, which are national to change patterns of behaviour, increase condom use, reduce partner numbers and so on. We need to make sure that those programmes are set in the context of social justice and human rights, so that those with HIV are not discriminated against, and that the epidemic is not hidden, that we face up to the epidemic and what that means for societies to reduce it. Very much to be done, and in the UK we are still seeing increasing numbers of people living with HIV, so some 60,000 people living with HIV. Many of them are able to access services and treatment, but remember, we still have quite a large fraction who remain undiagnosed, and we continue to have ongoing transmission, even in a society where we have such excellent services for treatment and prevention. So still very much more to be done and to be developed.